The Eureka Police Department reports a suspicious person call in which a 13-year-old female was reportedly approached twice on two different dates by an unidentified male asking her to get into his vehicle. The first incident occurred on Tuesday last week. As the juvenile was walking home from Zane Junior High School, the suspect was parked at Boone and S Streets as she walked by. He began circling, following the juvenile to the vicinity of Harris and K Streets, where he asked her to get into the car with him. The second incident occurred near the same area while the juvenile was walking to school. According to the juvenile, the man also smiled, motioning for her to get into the vehicle with him on both occasions. The suspect was not known to the juvenile. Suspect is described as a Hispanic male adult, early 20s, with short black hair and a light complexion. His vehicle was described as a compact, newer, curvier style black four-door sedan. The vehicle may have a small dent near the passenger side headlight and was reportedly very clean. Juvenile advised the vehicle had California license plates affixed to it during the first incident, but that no plates on it were visible on the second incident. The suspect was parked waiting in his vehicle on both occasions. In Southern Oregon, the Curry Coastal Pilot has reported that 39-year-old Gold Beach resident Heather Bishop drowned when her paddleboard and line became entangled in submerged debris along the north bank of the Chetco River across from the At River's Edge RV Resort. Bishop was out with family on Saturday when a witness heard a child calling for help. Sheriff's Fire Department and Brookings Police personnel responded to the scene, as did a Calor Life Flight, and they were able to recover Bishop's body at about 7:30 in the evening. A reminder that with snow melt and winter rains, local rivers are running cold and deep. Currents can be treacherous. There is also the danger of debris floating in the rivers, so use caution when recreating. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and the afternoon session holds some interesting agenda items. The first is a third quarter budget review from Chief Administrator's Office. The news, for the first time in 4 years, is relatively good. Staff reports state that the County General Fund will have approximately $500,000 surplus, primarily due to reduced expenditure forecasts from the Elections Department. The General Fund, it's expected to end the fiscal year with just over $2 million more than was projected during the mid-year review. But county reserves are still far below what's mandated. This is also the first time in 4 years that county departments have not been forced to submit budget cuts, and the first time in 5 years county expenses have not outpaced revenues. So overall, the county expects to generate discretionary revenue of nearly $46 million, and that's enough to cover the mandatory expenses with a little more than $130,000 to spare. More KINS News. It's after this.
Mother's Day means many things. A favorite memory or a special time alone, just the two of you. Or it could be your wife enjoying having the kids presenting crayon drawings. At the Benbow Inn, they understand Mother's Day is very personable, just like moms are. Treat mom this Mother's Day the way she deserves. Take her to the Benbow Inn. Enjoy the Mother's Day brunch or some of the unique offerings Chef Brian Hopper presents. Call now and reserve the seating that works best for your mom. The historic Benbow Inn, just an hour away, but it's a world away.
More news from the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors, who will be meeting this morning. It includes a closed-door meeting to consider the appointment of a director for the newly formed Department of Planning and Building. The new department was split from the Community Services and Development, which remains under the direction of Kirk Girard. The board will also hear a staff report about proposed parking restrictions in Lolita, Eureka, Manila. The proposed ordinance would amend the county code limiting parking on main streets in Lolita to 15 minutes, create a no-parking zone on a section of Peninsula Drive, and limiting parking on Oak Street during daylight hours. Reporter Dan Squire has an update on a tragic traffic accident that took place on December 27th. Here's Dan with more.
The District Attorney's Office announced that no criminal charges will be filed in the traffic death of Kenneth Newell, who was hit and killed by a minor driver while working on Myrtletown Avenue on December 27th. The California Highway Patrol conducted an investigation into the incident and found that the driver was in a friend's car when the windshield began to fog over, and as he reached for the defroster, he hit what he thought was a pothole, but it was actually a traffic cone, and then he hit Newell. The investigation determined that the miner, who entered the construction site within just minutes of cones being set up, was not impaired or on a cell phone at the time of the collision. Assistant District Attorney Kelly Neal said in a statement that, "After careful review, we have determined the conduct of the driver did not rise to the level of criminality. Instead, it was a tragic accident."
Thanks, Dan. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.